Bobby.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Tamara, are you ready?
I think so.
Welcome to Formal Nachos. My name is Jeff Budke.
I'm Tamara Turney.
She's Tamara Turney, y'all.
That's right.
Howdy, y'all. Oh, my goodness. And we are back.
Oh, my gosh.
Although it's only been a week for everyone else. It's been so much longer for us.
It's been forever. It's been at least a week and a half.
Yes. At least a week and a half.
Yeah.
I had an interesting day to, you know, since you asked.
Tell me about your day.
I went up to Everett today. I went to an Everett Aqua Sox game.
Is that like everybody puts on like
so,
water shoes?
So you
and
walk
runs
in,
around?
You walk in, it's a stadium, or like a, and you walk in and they hand you socks.
Aqua socks.
That you can like go in water with.
Right.
And then you run laps.
That sounds awful.
And they score runs. And actually, no.
Are you
worse.
In the water?
It's actually worse. I went to
like
a minor league baseball game.
Wait a minute.
A single A.
So,
and go ahead. What's your question?
Wait, they're called the Aqua Sox. Is
yeah.
that like the product, like water shoes? Or is there a thing in nature that's actually an Aqua
the,
Sock?
The mascot is a kind of creepy looking frog named Weebly.
What?
And my friend's 3-year-old son says, "No, no, Weebly's scary." That's what
yeah.
he says every time. "No, no, Weebly's scary."
No.
It was a single A baseball. And have you ever been to a minor league game, Tamara?
There's a minor league team in my hometown.
San Angelo, y'all?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what they're
called. Oh, okay. We got to look. We have a producer. He'll look it up for us. And he'll do that. And he'll let us know the name.
Oh, yeah, everybody. This is Josh on the show.
Hi.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, guys.
I'll look it up.
What are you distracted by this week, or are you back to your original game?
I'm back to my original game. I can't quit.
Well, what's a non-stop night?
Non-stop night, that's what it's called.
Can't stop night?
I'm playing it, I don't even know what it's called.
So,
I'll look that up later.
Okay. So I'm at the Everett Aqua Sox game.
Aqua Sox.
And in between innings, it was kids' day. The game started at 11 a.m., and in between innings, they're doing everything they can to entertain all of the kids' groups that are there. It's like Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCA groups are there. There's like tons of kids. And they brought out Rubber Boy, who is a real person with
what?
A real website.
Is that like Bubble Boy?
So they, the two security guys, which, by the way, why security at a minor league game? I don't know. They bring out this box, and this dude gets out of this box that's like 2 feet by 2 feet by 3 feet. Like, it's super tiny. And he just, like, steps out and he goes, "Hey, kids, I'm Rubber Boy."
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
that's awful.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening? And then he just started dislocating his shoulder and, like, doing all this weird stuff for the kids and, like, turning his arm completely around.
No.
And all the kids are screaming with joy and every adult is going, oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
No.
Which was my reaction as well.
Yeah.
So he came out 4 times throughout the 9-inning game. And he went through a tennis racket. Like, he from top to bottom, he got his
You're
whole body
joking.
Through. I'm serious. And then he told us he has a Guinness Book of World Records set for going through a toilet seat. And
no.
he did that for us, too.
I've actually seen someone do that before.
You,
it's the shoulders that get me. Because you
like,
have to go
just
up.
To like...
Yeah, they have to just look.
Josh
go,
is now lifting both of his hands in the air.
My arms are up in the air.
Yeah, and he is going
hey,
through a toilet seat.
Watch this, or listen to this. I'm going to dislocate my elbow.
And he has dislocated his elbow and shoulder.
I can't make a popping sound. But that's the worst part, is the shoulders, for sure.
I couldn't believe he could get it around his midsection, because it didn't look like it fit. And he just
he's
kept,
like shoving it.
He's
I mean,
shoving it.
There's no way it would fit over my hips. Like, just
but I mean,
hands down,
it.
Not going to
my hips
it.
Don't lie. We're trying to get pants on, stuff like that.
Yeah, just got to shove it.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like the most horrific experience ever. Rubber Boy and Weebly at the Aqua Sox game.
Yeah, every 3-year-old and under was terrified. Every adult and up was terrified.
Oh, my gosh.
And all the kids loved it. It was a great time.
Wow.
Tamara, how was your week?
Well, I didn't see Rubber Boy, that's for sure.
That's
no,
very
but
disappointing.
I have been really excited walking around the neighborhood seeing all the people catching Pokemon, playing Pokemon Go.
App that's taking over the world.
Yeah, the other day I was just sitting at a restaurant with some friends and looking across the street and people just kept stopping across the street and like doing this flicky thing on their phone, mesmerized by whatever's happening, and then doing a little celebration dance, and then walking away. And I figured out that there's a Pokemon gym, and for those who don't know...
What is a Pokemon gym?
A Pokemon gym is where you go to take your Pokemon to fight other people. That's it.
Is that for exercise, or is that just a...
I guess maybe for Pokemon exercise, but...
Pokemon exercise.
And there's a place right around the corner, and the Chinese place around the corner...
Yeah, we go there probably too often, but I was, like, walking to get some Chinese food.
Do you want to plug them? Do you want to see if they can become a sponsor of the show?
Come visit Chef Liao.
Chef Liao?
The best Chinese in Seattle.
And it's Pan-Asian.
I mean, they got it all. It's, like,
they got
all,
it all
fused together.
Yeah.
But it's really good, and we go there a lot because it's, like, 200 steps from our door.
So now the people will know where we are.
We got to edit that out. Don't come here.
Cut.
So I don't play Pokemon Go. I just, like...
Not yet.
Although, I don't think I will, because I never did Pokemon. But, anyways, so I was, like, walking to get food, and there are these two guys walking behind me, both very white, like, fluorescent whites. They haven't been on the outside very much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant their Pokemon,
white.
Like, their character, and I was like...
I mean, I don't play the game, so I wouldn't be able to see. But, I don't have the goggles.
They were clear.
Or don't know how to play. Anyways, they were like, go into the gym, and they're, like, walking right behind me, and they come in behind me. It was really awkward, but I laughed.
To keep from crying.
Yeah.
Laughter's a great remedy.
It's good to laugh again.
Yeah.
Wow. So today, today we have a great guest on the show.
We do.
Someone I just met literally minutes ago.
We've promised it for a while.
Yeah. So if you are on the, like, on the inside of the Formal Nachos scoop, you maybe have heard a leak of this, but, today's the day. Today is the day. And we have a great guest, a co-worker of Jeff's.
Yes.
Hillary is on the show with us today. Hey, Hillary.
Hello. I'm excited to finally be here.
We're so glad to have you.
Hillary Bowen, Hall of Famer, one of the best collegiate lacrosse players of all time.
Oh.
I don't mind saying it. She's mad at me already. And now a professional lacrosse player.
It's
for the Philadelphia Force, y'all. Hashtag the Force Awakens.
They're probably all listening.
They are all listening. Send out the group meet. I know you're on a message string with all of them.
I am.
Yeah, and you can just send and let them know.
I will.
So,
that's pretty awesome.
Hillary is a how do you describe our job? Hillary and I are coworkers,
and
we have the same job.
You're putting me on the spot with our elevator pitch.
Yeah, you're really good at it. Whenever we have a meeting in front of parents,
I know.
I don't speak at all because Hillary's good at it.
That's pretty awesome. And convenient.
And they all look to her as if she's my leader. It's very odd.
That is not true. Coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
The best job ever.
Best job in the world.
Tell us about it.
It's, from what I've learned so far, in my 1 year of experience,
yeah.
It's our job to know all the seventh graders. So if a PE teacher knows them as a PE student and a history teacher knows them as a history student, it's kind of our job to get a kind of a 360 holistic view of who they are and be able to articulate that to parents and faculty and other students to maybe...
And occasionally to the kids themselves, because
they
don't understand what's happening.
And occasionally to the kids.
This is
the
who
kids.
You are.
Who are you? Let me tell you. But it's rewarding. I find that it's kind of somewhere between guidance counselor and teacher, so...
Yeah.
That's so
it's
great.
Cool, and it's good for me, because I'm still not exactly sure what I want to do, but I know I want to probably be in the world of education, so...
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and I get to have awesome coworkers
like this
that
guy.
Have shows like this.
The perks.
We're gonna dive more into it. But when people ask you right now, like, "Oh, hi, Hillary, what do you do?" Do you say I play professional lacrosse, or do you say I work at a school?
No, I do not say I play professional lacrosse.
Oh,
because I'm probably spending money doing that.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, probably. But. Yeah, isn't that the kind of question where people ask and you're like, great, now I'm going to have to launch into what a coordinator is.
Every time. I just lie.
What do you say?
Guidance counselor.
That's a great answer. I say I work at a school and then people say, oh, you're a teacher? And I have to say, no.
Sometimes I am.
I prefer educator.
I teach the kids all the time.
Always.
They just don't know it.
They just don't know they're being taught.
And they refuse to accept it.
That's so great.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. So Hillary's going to join us for the show.
Yeah.
We're going to hit up the Wheel of Topics, which in this day is a deck of cards of topics.
For those of you that love the wheel,
it'll be back.
Don't worry, we'll bring it back. But for now, we don't
if you have a wheel
and you'd like to donate
and
it
want
to
donate
the show,
tweet us at Formal Nachos.
I'm sorry, what happened to the wheel?
I borrowed it from
a
friend.
We're too cheap to buy one of our own.
And then one day, after me having the game of life for 5 months, she goes, "Hey, can I have that back?" And I went, "You don't want it."
Oh, it's that wheel.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
that wheel.
Yeah,
it's a good
the
wheel.
The veil has been pulled back.
My bad. Letting people behind the curtain now. The wizard isn't all that great.
No.
The wheel is... It's just a wheel.
Yeah, it's just a wheel.
It's just a wheel. Or
yeah.
is it?
Yeah.
It's magic.
Before we start...
Oh, yeah.
I found out the name of the game.
The St. Angelo...
The St. Angelo minor league baseball team. The Colts. I was going to call them the Outlaws, but that was the minor league hockey team.
Do you know what affiliate they are?
I don't even know what that means.
was,
so, no.
That was a rude question because I knew you wouldn't know. Sorry.
Baseball.
Because the Everett Aqua Sox are a single A team for the Mariners. So I assume the Houston Astros, Colts, Astro was an Astro.
Maybe the Astros,
Josh?
Maybe the Rangers.
It was the dog in Jetsons.
I was going to say Rutro, but that's
do they,
Scooby.
Do they have to be affiliated?
Astro.
Is that like a thing?
Well, there's no like independent minor league teams.
Maybe the Rangers?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Probably the Rangers.
We have one.
The
Rochester has a team?
The Red Wings?
Oh.
Triple A?
Like the Detroit Red Wings, but Rochester?
Rochester Red Wings.
Okay. Do you have Triple A?
Triple A.
Is it for the Bronx Bombers?
I don't know them.
The Yankees.
Oh.
Do you know what
shows how much I know about baseball.
Yeah.
Do you know what team it's for?
Used to be the Orioles, because Cal Ripken used to come to every once a year, and I'd go watch him play.
Really
cool.
That's
really
cool.
I was really cool.
I know that name, by the way. I just wanted to...
Yeah.
And then I think it was Minnesota Twins, because Justin Morneau played there for a bit.
That's
Look
great.
At me. I'm feeling like I know
You're doing
things.
Great.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell people who don't know about baseball.
I
know. You know.
I sound like I know a lot.
You knew two great sentences about baseball.
And I met Justin Morneau's dad the other day.
You ran into Justin Morneau's dad. How was that?
He talked a lot about...
Justin
Morneau. And about himself and his great coaching abilities.
Is his name Justin?
It's not. I don't know his name. He sells raffle tickets at lacrosse games in Canada. No.
No.
He
what
does.
Oh, yeah. Justin's Canadian.
Yeah. Apparently.
How close is Rochester to Canada?
Well, if you want to...
Hillary grew up in Rochester, by the way. Sorry about that.
If you want to swim into the middle of Lake Ontario, I don't know how long that'll take you. But if you want to go a land route, it's like an hour and 15 minutes to Niagara Falls.
Oh,
so
wow.
Close.
Jim
Three
and Pam got married
Toronto.
There.
Yes.
From The Office.
Toronto.
I know that one, too.
Toronto.
I heard it's Toronto. Like, you don't say the second T. I heard people from Toronto get really
Toronto.
Upset about that. Yeah.
Toronto.
Drake always says
Toronto.
Now I'm thinking about it, too.
That's how I would say for sure.
Started at the bottom, and now look at us.
We're here.
We're here.
Here we are.
Are you ready for the cards of topics?
I'm ready. Ready?
Yeah.
Cards of
topics. Oh, that's nice. Number seven. So, I am in my mid-20s. I'm not going to tell you exactly how old I am. Ladies.
A man never reveals his age.
I never reveal it. Maybe in my late 20s, maybe early. And I am in book 5 of Harry Potter.
No,
I've never read Harry Potter before. Reading is hard for me. I don't read a lot. But Harry Potter, very easy to read. Probably because it's for children. And I am reading it now because as a kid, my mom took a very strong stance in that I would not read about
against witchcraft.
Witchcraft
yeah.
and wizards and those evils.
The fantastical
and that,
things of the world.
And that the Dementors would drive me to...
In her defense, you were very impressionable.
I'm very impressionable. I thought I was
you
a Jedi for a while.
You thought it was not
Your sister did jump off the roof.
She jumped off a roof. We're very impressionable
Some kids.
Kids
in that family.
Oh, my gosh.
Sandy, Oregon. Not a lot of Pokemon gyms. Not a lot of things to do. It was very much, you know, it was nice to watch a movie or read a book that was entertaining. That's why I love Star Wars so much, but I wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter, and I am now.
Interesting that your mom was, like, okay with Star Wars, but
I
not okay with Harry Potter.
I don't think she could have controlled that.
Oh.
Like, Star Wars was so...
The Force
so,
was too strong?
It was
the
too
Force
strong.
Was too strong.
Hello. Philadelphia Force, am I right?
Let the boy watch.
I don't know if I would, like... But Harry Potter, the movies hadn't come out, and so, like, it was just the books. And the only person really pressuring me to read them was my grandmother, who loved them. So,
okay.
Good for Nana.
The Nana with the alpacas? Well, she doesn't
yes.
love alpacas, but
yeah.
she lives adjacent to
adjacent
the
alpacas.
Adjacent to
alpacas. That. Oh, yeah. Now you're cool with Nana. you never told me. Taylor and I work very close together. I feel like I need to say that again. Like, we're next to each other all the time. So as when you guys were kids, what were the strong stances your parents took that seem odd now? Josh,
I mean,
like
I've got one. This is like a story that I tell about my mom.
This
and
is
I've,
Josh,
I've always got it ready.
Executive producer
yes.
of the show.
Yeah.
Constantly prepared and ready for stories.
So my mother grew up like...
Karen is a saint.
Karen
she literally
saint.
Is a saint.
She grew up a stone's throw away from Amish families in every direction. Throw a stone, it's going to hit some Amish folk.
Is she
but
Amish folk?
She's not. Although I think her mother maybe was.
Okay.
And then left the fold. But anyways, they grew up Mennonite, which is like one step on the ladder away from Amish. Like, so very... Just think about everything associated with that. So very anti-violence... Was not allowed to play violent video games, certainly not in her house. So, but that extended beyond just like Halo. When I got older, I wasn't allowed to play that, all that kind of stuff.
You're good at Halo.
Yes, I played at friends' houses a lot, but not in my parents' house. But when I was younger, it even extended to like if you found a stick that was shaped like a gun, or if you even just like pointed your finger at somebody and acted like it was a gun. No, don't you do that. Like one time, my mom was in our kitchen looking through the window, and in the backyard, my buddy Chad and I, like we're both like five, chasing each other around playing good guys and bad guys. And I was the bad guy at the time. I was running from Chad, and he was the good guy. And he was like, bang, 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 bang. And my mom's like, freaks out, comes outside, and is like, what are you doing? Where's Chad's parents let him have guns, like all kinds of crazy stuff. He's like, I'm just playing good guys and bad guys.
And you married a woman from Texas.
I know. Robert, if you're listening, I love guns. But so Chad says to my mom, because he doesn't have a clue, he says, we're just playing good guys and bad guys, and we're only shooting the bad guys. That's what he says.
That was his defense.
Yeah, we're only shooting the bad guys. And my mom just goes, but Jesus loves the bad guys too. And just like heart melts. Although we were just like bored and annoyed. So anyways, I wasn't allowed to have anything pointy as a kid.
Mm. Are you still not allowed to play good guys, bad guys?
Tamara won't let me. She was my mother and I was my wife.
Oh my God. Your mom and I have a strong deal on that, so
that's funny. I have something my parents took a strong stance on, because I'm one of six kids, and
whoa.
We pretty much got away with a lot of stuff. I also got left at many basketball practices, but they took away MTV and VH1.
Whoa.
VH1, right?
Wasn't that just music videos? Like VH1
yeah,
had
it was like pop-up
very
video all the time.
Music videos.
Until I Love the 80s.
Until
and then
I
got a little risque.
Stray away from Points of Grace in those kind of bands.
Yeah, but they took those away, which is really random, because we could watch like whatever rated R movie we wanted.
Is this why you started watching
BET?
BET.
Yes. So my parents didn't know about BET. So my brother and I watched a lot of BET. Like I come home and watch like 106 in Park with AJ and Free and Big Kid
oh
in the basement.
Gosh.
Right around when like Crossroads, Bone Thugs and Harmony was out. That was big.
Okay. Okay.
I remember
oh my
that.
Gosh.
That's so.
That is
that's
so
why cool. my where my passion for hip hop comes from.
That's so great.
Yeah. So it's a big joke now, but. We eventually got MTV and VH1 back, but...
Oh
it was a battle.
It was
you
a battle.
You had to fight for it.
It was a
incredible.
Battle.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's really similar. My mom was okay with VH1, not okay with MTV. And also there was a pop radio station, Kixie 94.7, and my mom would never let me listen to it, but she was totally cool with me listening to, like, Led Zeppelin and,
okay.
like... I don't know, Guns N' Roses and, like, stuff like that. That's, like, not appropriate or great for a child under the age of, I don't know, 15. But she was like, no, you can't do that, but it's okay with you, like, listening to the 80s music.
Well, I mean, That actually makes a lot of sense, knowing you, the 80s music.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I know
usually,
so much.
I love 80s music.
Yeah, first note of any 80s song, and you can name it.
Totally.
Usually. It's incredible.
Totally.
So you're the... Where are you in the six, Hillary? Hillary Bowen, Northwestern
legend.
It's
hard
legend.
To remember.
Go purple and white?
Yeah.
Just go purple.
Purple.
Just
go
purple,
I think.
Okay.
That's the main color.
Yeah. What number were you? I'm sorry.
One.
You were number one? You're the
Whoa.
Oldest of six? I confused Hillary. Hillary is number one at Northwestern, but out of six children, she is number?
Well, are we starting at the bottom or the top?
Oh, wow.
Okay, I have
from the top.
Three older than me, two younger.
Okay, so you're number four.
Yeah, that's how it
Which
works.
Is why you
one
picked
in
number
middle,
one in lacrosse.
Which is why, why I picked number one in lacrosse is because in high school, I was number three in basketball, in basketball seasons before lacrosse season. And then, I was a freshman, I was pretty little. And the number three jersey was worn by this girl, Tracy Dom, who had like 300 goals.
Oh.
She was an all-star, but... The armpits were also had sweat stains in it in the jersey.
Oh.
So I was like,
I don't really want that.
So then the other small jersey was number one. So I took that.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
That's how I got to be number one. But
that's
number
great.
Four in the family order.
Well,
five
that?
Girls and one boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That
Tell
sounds
us
intense
about
for
your
him.
Brother.
Yeah. For real.
What is he like?
What is he like?
He lived in the basement. No, he really did, though.
That's where he belongs.
Where he belongs, no.
Hiding. Scared.
Greatly outnumbered. But he's awesome.
That actually is very impressive to me. I lived with my grandmother, my mom, and my sister growing up. And that was hard, but five sisters.
And a mother.
And a mother. And, yeah, just dad or oh my gosh. Oof.
Whoa.
It's a lot.
Were you the only one in your family out of the six of you that played lacrosse?
My little sister also plays lacrosse. Well, she still plays for fun, but she's going to be a senior at University of Massachusetts next year, but she hung up
Go
the
Minutemen.
Cleats last year. Go Minutemen.
And Minute Women.
And Minute Women, yeah.
Minute
exactly.
People.
Oh.
But we were the only one, two, who played out of the six, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Would you describe your whole family as, like, pretty athletic, love sports, or?
No, actually. Not really.
Well, then how did you get to where you are now? This is incredible.
Was it an accident? I wouldn't say that. Like, I don't think, if Dad, if you're listening, I'm just kidding.
He will be. Parents love our podcast.
No, my dad is like the biggest follower of anything I do. So
he'll find it.
He'll find it.
You
probably.
Won't have to sell him.
You won't have to sell him. He will find it. All my friends are like, your dad liked my picture. He was the first one on Facebook. I'm like, that doesn't
cool.
Sounds like you did really.
He has
really
Google
well.
Alerts set up for Hillary Bowen.
No.
He has Facebook alerts set up for Hillary Bowen.
He has an RSS feed.
His Instagram
God.
Is constantly being updated. He only follows one.
It just scrolls.
At Hillbo.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's a retired lawyer and has a lot of his time on his hands now.
He golfs, right?
He golfs.
Big golfer.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's big into golfing and big into Facebook and social media. And but
time.
He's great. But I don't know that he ever even played like a varsity sport in high school. But he likes to claim that he gave me the athletic genes. And but no, I don't know. Like my brother's a chef, so he's really good at
Whoa.
With food. And my sister is amazing at piano and has an amazing voice and is a music teacher. And yeah, everyone has these different interests, but not athletic really. So I'm not really sure.
Interesting. This is gonna sound like a huge question, and
yeah.
I know some of the answer, but like, can you tell us how you ended up in Seattle then? Because you went from Rochester to Chicago, deep dish pizzas,
Illuminati's,
Illuminati's, and all that.
So
and then
I don't know how you know, but you know apparently
he goes to Chicago.
He
all
frequents
the time.
Chicago.
He spent most weekends in Chicago.
Yeah,
and then you got a coaching job at the University of Southern California, which I don't hold that against you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
why not?
So tell us about. How quickly that happened and what, like, your brain was experiencing during that. And it doesn't have to be a long one. That's a huge question.
No, well, yeah. So I grew up in Rochester, big family, always wanted to head west. My dad, what you know about him now, said, California, out west is too far. I wouldn't be able to come to your games. So we compromised on Chicago and Northwestern, which was awesome, great opportunity. And then after that, with a human development psychology major, I then went into finance and worked on Wall Street in New York City for a year, which was crazy, but I'm kind of like that. Like, I would never want to do this. Let me go do it and see. So I lived with one of my best friends in New York City, and it was super fun in terms of being in a big city and doing that, but finance was not what I wanted to do. I mean, I was, like, trading bonds.
We've had a huge baseball theme. You went to a World Series game.
I went to all of the home 2009 World Series games.
For free.
The Yankees, for free.
Give
them actually
a ticket.
Used a StubHub ticket to
to
go to the bathroom and come back out. I felt bad about that.
That ticket went to waste.
I had about 150 box seat tickets in my hand at once, and they were just sharks out around me. I was like, oh my god, are they going to come after me for these tickets?
For those that can't see Hillary, Hillary is not a large person. How tall are you, Hillary?
5'4".
Okay, she's about 5'4" on a good day. Very menacing on the streets with the sharks.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so that was a highlight. So I got cool perks like that. And my boss was awesome, had great coworkers, but wasn't what I wanted to do. So I got into college coaching with lacrosse and went to Maryland, where I coached at Mount St. Mary's, a small D1 school. And then the head coach there got asked to start the program at USC and asked if I wanted to go out. And I was like, finally, I can go to California. So, and I'm kind of like that, just up for adventure. So went to California, did that for 3 years and just kind of recognized that the lifestyle wasn't what I wanted. And I knew that being there, if I didn't want it there, then it probably wasn't what I wanted. It's just a ton of travel. Mm-hmm. The coaching is great. Coaching the girls. I love the team, but that's, you know, two and a half hours a day. Everything else is a lot of travel back east, recruiting. Lacrosse hotbeds are mostly back east, except we're starting to get one here in Washington.
What up, Seattle?
Yeah. But it just wasn't going to jive with me forever. And LA wasn't exactly where I wanted to be. I missed seasons. And I had come up to Seattle for lacrosse camps in the past and I just loved it. It just felt right. And I'm that kind of person that's like, something just feels right. Follow it.
What felt right about it?
I don't know. I have like very strong gut feelings that kind of, I don't know, I feel like guide me and I can't ignore them. And I remember landing and being like, oh my gosh, there's Christmas trees everywhere. And it was also summer, so it was beautiful and the days were really long.
Seattle's top shelf in the summertime.
Top shelf
really?
In the summertime.
Oh,
it really
yeah.
sucks you in, right?
Yeah.
And so that was like right after college that I first did my first camp. And then I did like 4 or 5 more after that. And I just knew I wanted to be up here. And I just love the outdoors and exploring in the mountains. And
we have lots of that.
Lots of that.
Lots of exploring in the mountains.
I love it. But
yeah.
Then you also have the city life too, which is a perfect mixture. So I actually came up here. I drove from LA up to Montana, Missoula, Montana, with my friend who lived there. And then my dad flew out. I drove back to Rochester with my dad. Little road
drove
trip
from
with my
Montana
dad.
To Rochester.
It was so
Whoa.
Fun.
Yeah. I-90.
It was so fun. I-90. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to go out to Seattle. I did a Craigslist Skype interview from my basement of my parents' house. And then they said yes.
Whoa.
It was really funny. They brought in 2 new roommates right over here near Green Lake, right near Lower Woodland Park. And we were both the only people who didn't have jobs out of like 100 people who wanted to live with them. And they picked us. I don't know why. And then I drove out by myself from New York through Colorado out to Seattle. Didn't know anybody except for this one mom, Karen Wu.
Shout out to the Woos.
whose daughter, Sarah, I coached at a camp when she was in 7th grade. Now she's going to be a senior at SAS next year.
Whoa.
I coached her in lacrosse at Roosevelt for 2 years. So she got me, introduced me to Rob at SAS, but she also plays soccer. And so I kind of got out here, didn't have a job, didn't know anybody, but just kind of hit the ground running. And, Haven't stopped running since. And
that's so great.
It felt like home the quickest year of anywhere I've lived, which is cool.
Wow. How long have you been here now?
It'll be 2 years in October.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great month.
That's so awesome. Birthday month.
Oh,
I was thinking playoffs of baseball.
That as well. That as well.
That's probably more the case.
Playoffs?
I love the one more baseball thing. Someone recently, Megan asked me, like, what would be
someone
like.
Someone recently.
I was going to say, I know who it was. It, like, triggered. Megan asked me, like, what do you want for your birthday? And I laughed. I was like, that's in October. She was like, yeah, what do you want? I was like, I want the Mariners to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't do anything about that. I was like, you asked me what I wanted. Hillary, how do you feel about some quick hitter questions?
Sure, whatever.
You're killing it. You're crushing it right
whatever.
Now.
Whatever, I love it.
Okay, you've moved a bunch. Do you have a prized possession?
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah, do I have a prized possession? Well, I have this
besides
box.
Your watch that tells you how many steps and how far you've gone.
Which broke yesterday, and I had to go all over the ground looking for the little pieces. I, like, got my broom out, but I found them all, and it's all back on my wrist. And
okay,
place.
It's all good.
But I would say, okay, so it's not one possession, but I have this box, which is not like me, but it's a perfume box. But my friend got me this perfume for Christmas back in college. My best friend from high school, college, and then it's always been my rule. It's not very big, and it's been my rule that I can keep whatever fits in there, but that, like, of just, like, letters and things like that, and so a lot of times I'll have to, like, shed it down when I get new stuff, but so I can't ever let it get bigger than that. So I have to, so it's good because it kind of shifts it down into things that are really important to me, which are just, like, letters from important people in my life and things like that, so that I would say probably.
That's
beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to quick hit, but you
I'm
going to
quick hit. You said that you're a gut feeling kind of person. How do you know if it's going to be a good day?
Oh, how do I know if it's going to be a good day?
She worked with me.
Yeah.
Every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day. I do try to have, it's funny though, because of like, I don't know. I think a lot of people get, like, if they get anxiety or if they get kind of their mind spinning, it happens at night and you can't go to sleep. But I'm actually, if I get that, I get it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So some days, surprisingly, I'm a very optimistic person. But some days I wake up and I'm like, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that.
Mm.
But, you know, I don't know. I wake up and I like to think that every day is going to be a good day.
Mm.
So until something proves otherwise.
Cool.
It is a good day.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're constantly training. What's your guilty pleasure?
Ooh.
Oh.
Training on the
what
red.
What isn't my guilty pleasure?
Donuts.
I love
from Safeway.
Chocolate. Donuts are great right now. I love
especially
chocolate.
If they're $4.
Oh my gosh. Any kinds of chocolate.
Justin's
Justin's almond butter, which is not really a guilty pleasure. That's like a healthy pleasure.
You like the peanut butter cups too. You can say
I
that.
Love the peanut butter cups.
They're
I love
so
anything
good.
That has chocolate and peanut butter together.
Yum.
Is probably
which we
my guilty
can't
pleasure.
Have at school.
Yum.
Which we can't. We know why. We
never have that at school.
Yeah, but I love chocolate. I love brownies too. I mean, I could go on this trail forever of
chocolate,
what I
chocolate,
love,
chocolate,
but
chocolate.
A lot of chocolate and
okay.
peanut butter. Yeah.
If you weren't doing what you're doing right now, both lacrosse and being a coordinator at SAS, what would you be doing?
Oh, man.
You're just plucked out of what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where would you go?
An alternate reality.
Back to Wall Street?
Never.
Back to Rochester?
No. I love my family and I love home, but it's just not where I go back and I'm so happy to see my family, but I'm like, what do I do here?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the mountains in activities. Yes, I'll go eat and drink.
You got stuck in the snow there like three times this year.
I did get stuck in the snow a lot there. I would find a way to travel probably.
Ooh.
I love traveling, which is why lacrosse has been a really good vehicle for me to travel.
And you're coaching a national team. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, I coached the Irish national team, so I got to go to Prague last year with that. I'll go to Ireland this fall, if work will let me.
Come on, work.
I'll go to England next spring for the World Cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Next summer, I mean. And I've coached in Uganda. I've coached in Jamaica and Nicaragua.
That's incredible.
I don't want to kill the speed round, but I kind of want to ask more about, like, the professional lacrosse playing as well as, like, the coaching.
Totally.
So you
that?
Play professional
oh,
lacrosse. How long has there been women's professional lacrosse in the States?
This is the first year. So
this is
it
the
started,
first year.
It started at the end of May.
Wow.
My first game was like
Memorial Day weekend,
but,
I think.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that, though? Like, you're part of the...
You're a pioneer. I'm a pioneer.
I didn't get to take that Friday off work because someone else did.
No, Jeff, you can't have that day off. Yes, Hillary, you can.
No.
There's no double standard, though.
But, like, yeah, I mean, I've seen the movie A League of Their Own.
That's what I was about to say.
And
it's
I feel like you're that. You know, like,
yeah.
A piece of history is
what
it feels like.
Well, that's exactly why I decided to do it. You know, it kind of was, there were rumblings that there was going to be a professional league, and I didn't know too much about it. I haven't played. I graduated in 2009 and haven't, I mean, I play in a league here, but, you know, there's nothing like playing against, I mean, there's 80 players in the league, and there, a lot of them are fresh out of college. I'm probably one of the top 10 oldest in the league.
Okay.
And I heard about it, and I was like, I don't play at that level anymore. I mean, I don't know that I even could. And because it's natural to kind of have those doubts of, like, you know, I haven't played in 7 years. But then I was talking to my friend and I was talking to my boyfriend and people at work, and I was like, there's this professional league, and, you know, it's the first time they were doing it, and I never thought that I'd have the opportunity to do something like that, to play professionally. Whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I played on the U.S. team. I did that, and I played at a high level in college. And I was like, you know what? There's that quote. I was reading this book. It's by Brené Brown.
Mm.
I love her and her TED Talk.
Yeah,
all about vulnerability.
Totally.
And the Teddy Roosevelt quote about you know,
the rising strong thing.
Just basically like being the one you'd always rather take. You know. Go head in and do something than be on the outside looking and wondering, like, well, what if I did that, you know?
Totally.
And so I was like, I never want to go past this and look back and say, I should have done that. And it's the first year ever, and to be able to kind of lead that way.
It feels important.
Yeah, it felt important.
Yeah.
And if I could do it, why not? So I threw my name in the hat, and I got picked, and so now I'm doing it. And
worst
it's been
kept
cool.
secret of SAS.
Worst
was that you got, like, I lost it.
He told
worst
us.
Worst kept secret.
I was
we
so
knew
excited.
He was like, guys, Hillary got drafted. And we were like, what?
Someone I know.
Yeah.
Someone I know is going to play professional lacrosse.
It's very impressive.
Oh,
and
thank
it's,
you.
And it's
yeah.
very cool. Like I said, like, it's impressive because you're a professional athlete. But it's also
totally.
Cool to, like, you know, who knows how the league does, like, long-term?
Yeah, totally.
Who knows? But, like, you were a part of the very first.
Right.
That's something special.
That's what's really cool. You know, I was like, if somebody's willing to take a risk and pick me, it's like, I know what I've been doing for the last 7 years, and I know I'm not completely out of shape and that I've been active and doing things, but last time anyone saw me play was 7 years ago, and I had a torn ACL. So
won a national championship on a torn ACL. Played through it. Sorry,
yeah.
Hillary. I brag about. I can't help myself from bragging about you. I'm sorry.
It's all good. But yeah,
that's
so
incredible.
So I'm like, I don't know if they'll even pick me, but they did, and it's been fun. It's been a good like challenge and new learning opportunity for me. And you know, I kind of do things for first to like be in my element, do something that makes me happy. Then to, like, challenge myself in some way. And then basically to meet people because I like meeting people.
Mm.
And so I feel like this has been a great avenue to do all three of those things. And, it's been really rewarding. So I'm happy I did it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Will you keep doing it?
Yeah, I guess we'll kind of have to wait and see after.
Okay.
It's hard to know what's going to happen moving forward. So wait and see. We have our championship weekend.
You're on a 2-game winning streak.
We are on a 2-game winning streak after being 0-7.
No one has to know.
Anyway. But we beat the two top teams in the league.
Whoa.
Which was very exciting. No one expected it. My coach was like, you guys, we can't be the Sandlot kids forever.
That was the speech?
And then she goes and sends us in the group chat. She literally sent us this picture of the Sandlot kids, the group, and goes, that's so-and-so.
She calls you
Hillary,
up. Who are you?
Oh gosh, I can't remember what his
name
is. He's one of the brothers. No, I wasn't. I was one of the brothers, those twin brothers who, like, start the mini malls.
What are their names?
I can't remember their names.
I can't think of it, but it was so funny. Here it is. Love you guys.
Like, she said this picture, and this is the one I was.
Hillary is showing us the picture now.
The one with my, leaning on Benny the Jet. I'm like, I want to be Benny the Jet.
I want to be Benny.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be Benny?
Totally.
So it was really, that was exciting to finally come together and win. Like, I love my team. They're awesome. We all get along so well. It was only a matter of time before the chemistry moved on the field.
What is your role? What is your role on this team? So I know what I expected your role to be, but I want to ask you, what is your role on the team?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I mean, I'm definitely the oldest on the team. And I'm the type of person that's like, surprisingly, maybe this wouldn't surprise you, I don't know. But like, I'm slow to warm in terms of expectations of me or what I'm supposed to do in terms of role sometimes in a new situation. Like, I almost felt like a freshman again. And I remember being a freshman in college and being so intimidated and nervous and scared. And then that's kind of how I felt first getting into this. So I'm the older, the veteran, and I think they look to me a little bit to be a leader. And I think I do that in some respects, but I didn't feel like I had even though I had the experience, it felt so distant that I was like, do I have that experience right now to pull on? And I finally feel like I'm kind of getting my groove out there, which is cool, just in terms of confidence. And
just in time to win it all.
Yeah, we have the final four coming up in 2 weekends, and everybody makes the final four.
There are 4 teams.
But it's been...
it's my kind of league.
Yeah, and I'm...
Easy to follow.
Yeah, right? Very easy to follow. But
the league keeps getting my hashtag MVP votes for Hillary Bowen. I don't think they're enjoying it.
Oh my gosh. They're like, who is this crazy
man?
Who is
this person?
Who is this guy?
He tweets about baseball a lot. And Hillary.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but it's kind of cool to play with people that either, like, I have 2 girls on my team who went to Northwestern, but I'm so much older that I never played with them.
Yeah.
But now I get to play with them and other players that I watched on TV or coached against, and now I get to play with. So you just meet a lot of new people and reconnect with old friends that I've, you know, didn't get to see as much. And my best friend Danielle, who coaches at Northwestern now, and we went to high school and college together. And, yeah, we're like best buds, and now I get to see her a lot more because she plays on the Boston Storm.
I love the names.
Philly Force, Boston Storm, Baltimore Ride, and Long Island Storm.
Sound. There's not 2 storms.
Oh, sound. You're right.
Yes.
Long Island Iced Teas.
Long Island Iced Teas.
I wish.
Oh, man.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's been really fun.
Oh, my gosh. So we can just keep asking you questions.
It
was like a great conversation. We just all like turned and just like staring at you because we were so stoked about that.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
Interesting, and people don't know much about it. So
yeah.
Well, and I can't say I don't know anyone our age who's still playing sports or like, you know, pursuing anything in the sports world other than you.
I play sports.
Yeah, you play
sports. I'm good at sports.
I know.
I play sports.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey,
let me clarify.
But no one pays
we're not playing in delusion land.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to pretend like we're...
I dress up like a professional.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Okay, I retract my initial
The closest statement. I am to being a professional athlete is like picking favorite players and being like, oh, they're the same age as me. And then
that's
sad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mesut Ozil's 27. Cool.
Oh, I really love watching. I love watching Neymar. Oh my gosh, he's so much younger than me.
He's such a child.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
That's
Wait,
really awesome.
Before we get to the card topics, topics of cards. Could you tell us about the Netflix rings?
Oh, my freaking word. Yes, tell
me. Oh, my gosh.
Please.
Well,
this isn't even a question.
Just throw your boyfriend under the bus.
There's a bus? Here it is.
He's been under the bus. He's
putting you on blast.
Yeah. It's all right. Well, it's funny. I didn't even know that I would be sensitive about this, and then I totally was.
I don't mean to interrupt. May I interrupt for just
a
moment?
Yes, totally.
So, him and I, we see every day. We talk about just all the stuff because, like, we're just able to – we're both very good at just, like – if we're bothered by something, we can just spit it out.
Complaining about things?
We can complain about it, but then we can move on.
Yes.
We're both – that's something that I've always commended that in you is, like, you can, like, spit it out, and then we can be done. We can move on. I can spit about this and that, and then we can both move on. And she tells me this, and she can't move on. You couldn't get past it. You had no ability to go – so what happened with –
The funny thing is I can't even remember the show we were watching.
Was it The Killing?
I think it was The Killing.
It was The Killing.
I love that you know more about my life than I do.
I remember things.
Yes.
I'm good at memory.
Yeah,
you are. You're
a listener.
And I talk a lot.
But we
ladies.
Watched
ladies. You have a girlfriend.
Sorry, Megan.
Boats. Nutmeg.
Oh, man, we were watching this show together. You know, it was this whole, we just moved in together, and great, like, let's have a show we watch together.
The two of us.
Oh, my gosh,
this,
like, amps up the stakes. Like, a lot.
Right? Right? It all of a sudden got more serious.
Tamara's eyes just changed. No one else can see it.
No.
Her eyes changed.
It's like a shark.
It's like, exactly.
Going for blood.
Oh, my gosh. But so... We were watching The Killing. That was the show we picked. Okay, but I have to give him a little, you know. The thing is, it's all... He plays professional lacrosse also.
Oh.
So he plays in the NLL, which is the league up in... Well, it's not just in Canada, but it originated in Canada. It's box lacrosse, indoor lacrosse.
It's a super lacrosse couple.
Yeah. Well,
you
and
guys could have a show on TLC.
Hey! That'd be really entertaining. And he has... So he plays with Vancouver South. And so from about right around New Year's up through May, basically, he is every weekend gone. From Friday to Sunday, gone playing lacrosse. So that's a lot of time by yourself in a hotel room, with ample time to watch Netflix on your own. I understand that.
You get
okay?
it.
I get it. I guess.
She clearly gets it. You can hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
She...
So we're watching The Killing and we watch the episodes together. And I even remember saying, like, hey, if you want to watch a couple episodes, like, totally, go ahead, let me know. I'll watch some, too.
Teamwork.
On my own.
Little Skype.
Yeah.
It is like we're together.
You know? Like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know? Teamwork. Exactly, right? If I know how to do anything,
yeah.
to be on a team.
Yeah, you're a great team player.
Which is why it hurt so bad.
When I was betrayed.
He says, no, we're watching this show together. Well... And this is my Netflix account. Also.
Dirtbag.
Oh my god. You gotta cancel that. You gotta cancel that stuff. Change
which,
that password.
Which I think my ex-boyfriend still goes on. I'm watching shows and Chris is like, Lee's watching that, wasn't he? That's
yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, do you want me to change the password or something? I can't.
He's like, no, I won't remember the new password, so
I'm
that's
like,
fine.
No, I'm like, I don't, whatever. Anyway. But so then I think I was home and he was away at a game and I look on. And it was like 8 episodes had been watched. And I was like,
excuse me?
What? Here I am at home, you know.
Taking care
of
the house.
Kids and the dog. And we don't have any of that. But not watching
slaving
Netflix
away.
So he watched all these, but he felt really guilty about it after.
Oh
but I, like,
gosh.
Wouldn't let it go. I'm, like, talking to my family about it. Like,
talking to us.
You know, like, how could he watch these shows?
How could he do it to me?
But it's funny, because then somebody said something to me, and, like, there was this article about it, about, like, Netflix cheating. And it was so funny. But then we tried to watch another show together after we got over this. And
we tried again.
And we tried again. And... Kind of the same thing kept happening. And then, like, why don't we have a show that we watch together,
mm-hmm.
and then a show that we don't watch
Make it
together.
A bad show so that you're
right,
like...
Right. But
yeah.
The problem is that he kept wanting to be like, but I want to watch this show.
Okay.
So now we just don't watch shows together.
What's the Netflix Ring thing?
Okay, so
Josh,
I don't
did you
know.
Say this or did Hillary?
Yeah, well,
I've heard
talk.
About it.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't watch Netflix
unless you're
these rings are in the same place.
In the same room.
It's like taking promise rings to the next level.
Yeah.
Holy
there are
cow.
Netflix
Love
rings,
rings
that you have to wear.
Oh
okay.
my gosh.
Well, you don't have to wear.
I
could
I guess
see
you
could
put
what
it in
could
pocket.
Happen was is somebody like Chris could come and like steal my Netflix
steal.
Ring and take it with him.
Oh my gosh.
So
and you're like looking
you
all weekend,
it.
Where's my Netflix ring? Chris?
I heard they also made Netflix socks.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear about this?
No.
So, but this is for a different reason. It's
yeah.
like if you know how it does
Netflix
like the,
and
are
chill?
You still watching? No, it's like are
so you,
you
can just like wiggle your toes. And
yeah,
let
exactly.
Know.
So if your computer's across or if your you know streaming device is across the room and you don't want to get up and go over there, you can just like flick your toes.
Yeah.
And keep it rolling.
And also like if your pulse drops to a certain point,
oh,
it
yes.
will just stop
it'll
because
pause
it assumes that you're asleep.
That's
so
right.
then it'll pause it wherever you stopped, and then
Dude,
if you're not asleep, you just like move it.
Nothing makes me
feel more ashamed of myself and lazy than when it comes up, are you still watching? Because 7 episodes have gone by.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
I've been doing this for 4 hours.
Netflix, I was doing stuff. I was going around the house. I didn't know that you were going to ask me that.
I just love that, like we have to now come up with products to solve Netflix in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Relational problems with Netflix requires rings, falling asleep, and not wanting to get up requires special socks. You know, I just love that. It's so great. The world we live in.
But really, though, thank God for Netflix.
Like,
where would we be without
it? It's saving
the world.
Shows
brought to you by Netflix.
And
this show, Formal Nachos, brought to you by Netflix. No, it's not. They wouldn't want us. They wouldn't want them listening to us.
Oh,
only playing Netflix.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to return to the topics of cards?
Yeah, we should. One
cards.
More. One more.
Of.
Topics.
Topics. That's me. Ace in the hole. What did you eat this week? Tamara, we haven't done this one in a while.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Did you eat food this week?
I did. Well, since I'm temporarily unemployed.
Oh yeah, summertime.
Fun employed. I have been cooking a lot, actually. We've been eating a lot of good food.
We had a great meal this evening.
Yep. Thank you, Crockpot, for bringing us yummy goodness.
It was really nice.
Yeah. No, there's been a lot of food.
What?
The sad thing, though, is in spite of cooking all these things, our neighbors upstairs brought us crab last week.
What?
Yeah. And they said, hey,
here
crab. We caught it yesterday, and we didn't cook it. I didn't know what to do with it. I've never cooked crab
before.
Don't
you just boil it?
I felt really ashamed, actually.
If you know how to cook crab, tweet the show.
You do just boil it. And he even gave us, we need to give that back.
We
like,
did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great. We're great.
Josh and Tamara handling
like those,
things on the show.
he gave us like a cracking thing so you can crack open the claws.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And we just didn't do it. But yeah.
You could dip in the garlic butter and stuff. That's good stuff.
This is a true sign that I haven't totally acclimated to the new culture of living in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rochester, that's lobster.
No.
Do we? I'm pretty sure.
Are you guys crab as well?
No.
I'm
Rochester. We live near Lake Ontario.
Say, you're not close
if I'm
enough.
Eating anything out of Lake Ontario, then there's a problem.
Oh.
That's not what you want.
That's not what you want.
I was so excited. Sorry to change the subject, but I was in Santa Cruz with Megan.
Yeah.
And I looked out into the ocean. And we saw an otter, a thing that I didn't know was an ocean animal. I thought that was a river otter. But there's two.
There's two.
But I was very surprised to see the otter. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know those lived in the ocean.
Is he going to choke on the salt water?
I was like, does he know? Does he know that this salt water?
Tell him.
There are sharks out there. And
did you go to the pier and
otters
see the big...
Otters are cute.
We were at the pier.
You see the seals?
Yeah.
And
they're
so
fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, those, the sea lions, like the big ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see those because it was dusk and they weren't out. But I looked out and I saw a dolphin and I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen a real dolphin. It was like 100 yards off. And then as it got closer, it was a seal and I was really sad.
Oh.
So it was a seal dolphin. I told Megan we should have left when I thought it was a dolphin.
So then
great.
You could have, like...
Because I've been, like, I believe that
I
forever.
Saw dolphins on Sunday. I was in Virginia Beach.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Sort of well-traveled.
We have trophies
Virginia.
There.
Virginia?
You in the Virginia?
Oh,
yeah.
You know.
There?
They have a AAA team.
That's why I was there.
Okay.
Just making the circuit.
Oh, yeah.
It's about bringing it back.
Bringing it back. Yeah.
I feel like you
so you didn't have any crab?
No, it was unfortunate. But we ate a lot of other things.
We made banh mi.
Oh, that was our favorite.
Wait, yeah,
what? We made banh mi at home.
What's banh mi?
Vietnamese sandwiches.
Thai.
Like French bread. Yeah.
I had a huckleberry pie in Montana that was really good.
You were in Montana?
I was.
I love Montana.
Montana's
so
the best.
Where?
I was in East Glacier National Park in Browning, Montana. My friend owns a buffalo ranch. And I go out and I pretend to be a cowboy once a year. I dug a trench.
Oh my gosh.
And I ran away from a snake because I'm very afraid of snakes. and I read Harry Potter and I had huckleberry pie.
Lord,
huckleberries.
So good.
Hillary is gone. Like her face, like
she's
she is
in
a new place.
Like a paradise
in
her mind.
Hillary, did you eat anything fun this week?
I've been eating out so much all summer. I mean, the camp life. We do camps and I eat out breakfast and then it's usually like I go to Starbucks or a Central Bakery for breakfast, and then I go to Bing's for lunch.
Bing.
Bing.
Bing bong.
Madison Park life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've just been eating out a ton, which I need to change. You know, I religiously brought my lunch to school every day.
And I never did.
And
it was fun.
You never did. A lot of hot dogs and nachos and
whatever the cafeteria,
whatever the cafeteria
was
serving.
As long as it didn't
the
have
cafeteria.
Cheese.
Cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
Chef Amy.
One line.
Okay.
Okay. Move along. Hey, we have another year of that. We signed up for another one.
Yeah, we did.
Do you want to do one more card of topics?
Sure. Yeah, we have time.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Can I interject one more time?
No.
Are you in a hurry?
No.
Can you tell the USC story, please?
Okay. Yes. In the spirit of, well, it's not Netflix, but the O.J. Simpson. What's it even called?
OJ Made in America. It's a 5-part series on ESPN. You can watch it on the Watch ESPN app.
Whoa.
It's
could
fantastic.
Not recommend it more. It's so good.
And so upsetting.
It's 9 hours long.
At the same time, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, you think you kind of know the story, and then you realize you don't know the story at all.
Yeah.
When you're watching this.
The first episode, I gasped, I think, 3 times.
Oh, my gosh. Is it just about, like, the trial and about all that,
it's
or
about
is it about
OJ's
more?
Life, and then it's about all the stuff with Rodney King and all the stuff about race in America.
Yeah, it ties in a lot.
The third episode's about, like, the trial, and then the fourth of it, it's, like, fall. It's nuts.
Don't tell me everything, because I haven't completely finished.
Okay.
But
I was
it's
just,
so
it's,
riveting. I mean, Chris was trying to take a nap to the OJ.
No,
I was
not
like,
happening.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You're not falling asleep.
How is it an 8.5 hour? It's, like, 9 hours long, and, like, the whole time it's, like, yeah, I'm watching as hard as I can. Like,
I know you can't turn away. It's really good. But, okay, so USC, OJ went to USC. And so this is, I think I just started working there. But there's this big event, and Cowlings. Okay, Al Cowlings, the guy who was driving.
Let me verify that. Keep going.
The white Bronco, also a USC football player, was at
Cowlings,
this
yeah.
event. And Pat Hayden, who's our AD at the time, and he's awesome. I love Pat. Played football at USC, like, has his own private equity for, like, was a Rhodes Scholar, got his law degree over at Oxford, like, came back,
wow.
played professional football, did commentate. Like, the guy's done everything. And he was AD at USC, and there's this big event, this big gala, and this guy Al's there. And at the end of the night, And he's been known to, like, push the envelope a little bit in terms of his humor, but super funny. And he's like, and if anybody needs a ride home, this guy's gotcha.
Points at Al Cowlings.
And points at Al Cowlings. And I was like,
oh.
Oh, my gosh. That might have pushed the envelope a little bit.
Oh.
And now that I've seen all this, I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's, like, really intense.
He's probably not laughing about it yet.
No, but I feel like everybody kind of did. But this is my point about the OJ thing is I think it almost became this, like, not, it wasn't like a joke, but...
Well, it became the actual event of a person dying became a microcosm of, like, what it really became.
Where SNL was making skits about the trial and things like that, and it took, which I can't even imagine watching this now, being, like, the family and during that time, but it's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it's,
That's
yeah.
a great story, by the way. Oh, my gosh. Like, that's...
I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
This is happening.
This guy's gotcha. White Bronco, parked outside.
We'll give you a ride. We'll give anyone a ride. You got a cell phone?
Oh.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Topics of cards?
Should we? One more. Let's just do one more.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Ready? And...
Oh, I got to do this. Number 7. What TV show sucked you in the hardest?
Ooh.
Ever?
Ever.
Of all time?
I don't
mind
going first. It's super easy for me.
Ooh.
I caught the first 2 or 3 seasons of Breaking Bad, and then I, like, could not wait to ingest the rest of the shows, like, as they came out. It's the best show I've ever seen, and I ate up every episode.
Yeah.
Read
wow.
all, like, I would get online and read all the, like, what people's theories was, and, like,
whoa.
Read reviews of it. Yeah, I was
you, like,
funny.
Went for it.
Because
I've watched, like,
it.
4 episodes and haven't finished.
Oh, the first season is, like, it's kind of hard to stomach a few
yeah.
of the things, and, like, but if you get hooked, it's over. It's
over.
Over.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, I think, well, for me, I remember back to, I think it was 3rd to 5th grade.
Going a different direction.
Rescue 911.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember.
I was obsessed.
This is the East Coast show?
I was sick in a way.
Rescue 911. So you were 8 to 10 years old.
Yeah, I was basically late to school every day because I had sitting and watching it.
No.
And I was like, we gotta go. And she was driving me to work, to school.
It felt like work.
It felt like work.
Child
to
work.
To school because I like couldn't
Child
put myself
work.
Away. But it was real life 911 phone calls and then them reenacting.
Everything. Oh my gosh.
What was it called?
Rescue 911.
Like
that sounds really familiar.
My dad really liked it.
But I think we called it Reno 911.
Oh!
That's different.
That's West Coast.
Guys,
West Coast.
I'd be interested to like go back and watch an episode.
Just
now.
Watch an episode.
Like reenactment is really crazy. I don't know why I watched it. And then in the afternoons it was Baywatch.
Yes!
Whoa! Your childhood is so different than mine. And all of this was on BET?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
It all worked out.
Because it wasn't on
BET1.
It's funny that you say being late to work, because I remember getting yelled at because if I got ready early enough, I could watch Gilligan's Island in the morning.
Shut up.
And I loved that show.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
I watched Gilligan's Island, and Flipper was on really early.
Flipper! And his arch nemesis, Zipper.
Oh my god.
The bad Flipper.
Oh, man. He does
that. That's a Regan bit.
Is it
Regan? Oh my gosh. But Baywatch, though, in third and fifth grade, that's impressive that you were in.
Yeah,
that.
That's like scandalous.
Yeah.
Well,
do you
mean,
like Hasselhoff? Or do you have a
I liked his son, Toby.
Toby Hasselhoff.
Toby the Hawk.
Not Toby Hasselhoff.
In the show.
His son on the show.
Are you going to watch the remake?
I don't know if I could do that.
Is it out yet? Because they're definitely making a remake, right?
I'm almost embarrassed of all the shows I watch. Like, when I tore my knee, I watched all the episodes of the original 90210.
Oh my gosh, I love that show.
Love Luke Perry. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think a whole new side of me is like,
David's
those are the
son.
Shows you watch. Toby
Hasselhoff.
Toby Hasselhoff.
I think his name was Toby.
Sorry.
We'll check.
I'm sorry.
That's
oh, gosh. What was the show that stuck to you in, Tamara?
Well, I mean, not as far back as third and fifth grade. Actually, just as far back as...
This week?
December. I think we've talked about this on the show, maybe. I crushed all of Game of Thrones in less than a month.
You really did.
I love the
yeah.
math here. There were 5 seasons out. Each season,
10 episodes.
Each episode, 1 hour. So we watched 50 hours of Game of Thrones in 1 month.
Wow.
Which means we put in like a 50-hour work
like,
week.
Like, we worked overtime.
Yeah.
Like, we went
on Game
to
of Thrones.
Town. And you were there with me the whole time.
So proud.
So
I was never
beaming.
So proud.
Beaming.
Oh my goodness.
That's
I never thought you were going to watch that show.
No, and I didn't either. But as soon as we watched the first one, and I
is
like.
Is it amazing?
Oh my
I've
gosh.
Never watched an episode, but I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a snowball. You know, like
oh,
it just
totally.
Rolls into this thing that you can't stop watching.
Can't stop.
And it's one of those shows where they end the show with like some big thing. And you're like, well. I need to know what happened to that. Like, what happened to Ned?
Wow.
I need to know.
This season was terrible when we couldn't go next episode.
Yeah, this is the first time that I had to do that, where I had to
wait
a whole week.
For you guys, I endured the pain every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
I was ready to plug my ears like you were going to give something.
No, I mean, like we were watching episodes for season 6 and like the episode, then we had to wait a week for the next episode.
Right.
Both of them.
That's how shows work.
They both didn't watch for a while and then had to catch up, which is like a nice... thing.
It's nice
yeah.
until it ends.
It's indulgent,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I think
proud.
For me, along that same vein, like, in terms of, like, having a show that was out and really popular, but I just didn't dive in until later, Parks and Rec.
Oh, that show's so good.
I got lost in that show, and I watched it... I watched all 7 episodes, or 7 seasons, twice in one calendar year.
That's true. Yeah,
and that was a little weird, but it was so good.
It's like
that
your
show
friends.
Sucked me in.
I bet that was a very overwhelming ending. You had a best friend for like a month, and then he was gone.
Yeah, that's what
I
feel
so
like.
Sad. Yeah.
I get really sad about that when a show
series
ends.
Series finales
like,
are crushing.
But they're my.
But yeah,
like
right. They're
crack.
Like your friends.
People.
Like your life ends. In
yeah.
way. It's really sad and depressing in a lot of
ways.
Oh,
they
won't
miss me at all, but I'll think of them every day.
Like I told you, my dad. Back to my dad. love.
What's your dad's name?
Jeff.
Jeffrey Bowen.
It's Jeffrey?
Yes.
That's a great name. I like him way more now than I did. Jeffrey, we're glad you're listening to the show. I'm sure you're hooked now. You're going to listen to all the rest of them. We'll
Jeffrey.
Say hi to Jeffrey.
He got really into Friday Night Lights.
The show's
Texas
so good.
Forever.
FNL.
Clear Eyes for
I
Hearts.
Know. My sophomore year of college. Maybe senior.
Connie Britton plays the wife in the movie and the show. I've never seen the movie. I've only
She's
seen
the
show.
Movie?
She's in the
Tammy?
Movie. Tammy? Lynn?
Tammy Taylor.
Well,
Tammy Taylor.
My
Taylor. You're Tammy Lynn.
My dad talks about the characters. I remember he was talking to me about them.
Gosh.
He was like, I gotta watch another episode. He talks about them like,
Sarah,
it's his life.
Is Saracen gonna be okay?
Right. It's his life. It's his life. But
QB1.
I can relate. I was there. I was there in college watching it. And
oh my gosh.
We all dressed
so
up.
Good.
We have competition week at Northwestern in
okay.
terms of our lacrosse team. And everyone can dress up how they want to dress up. And we did all the characters. I was Smash.
Oh,
you were Smash?
Gosh.
That's so good.
I'll have to show
too
you the
good.
For those at home, Emma Hillary doesn't look much like Smash.
No, but I can see it.
But I can see the attitude. The attitude's there.
See it.
That's
Yo,
so awesome.
Smash the running back, y'all. Like,
oh my
just,
gosh.
I had my Letterman jacket.
I bet you did.
God.
Did you have a Letterman jacket in high school?
No, we didn't do that.
College?
No. Well, I guess you could have gotten one.
At Northwestern, yeah.
But I never got it. But then the class below me, they like made it a thing that they all got it and took ridiculous pictures. And
Hillary and I had students. There was a student, a seventh grade student, that wore a Northwestern sweatshirt all the time, and Hillary would beam when she saw him.
Yay.
And it became 100% clear that he only wore it because it was clothing. Like he wore the same three things all year.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh yeah, go Northwestern." And he'd be like, "What?
What?"
And then like a little bit of her would die on the inside.
Yeah. I had this thing when I first moved here, where I kept thinking people were wearing Northwestern sweatshirts, but they were Washington.
All the UW stuff,
oh, yeah.
Because the letters are the same kind of font, same colors, like the purple with the white letters.
Yeah.
About the same length.
Yeah.
Really confusing.
Totally.
Really upsetting.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is too good.
TV's the best, guys.
I love it.
Why even listen to podcasts? Let's go watch Netflix.
Let's just go watch Netflix.
Oh, man.
I need a summer show before we move on.
Ooh.
We're going to move on to what we learned in a second.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember
Rick
that.
And Morty.
Oh, yeah. Frank and Gracie?
Rick and Morty.
What's Rick and Morty?
It's an animated show that apparently a lot of people our age watch.
Oh, okay.
It's like
a cartoon.
We're not very good
adults.
At things that people are... We're not into the things people are age.
I was way behind, but
I've never even
really
heard
funny.
Of it. Is it on Netflix?
It is on... I don't know where it's on, actually.
Okay.
You might just need to steal it from me.
Mr. Robot just came on Amazon Prime, so I think I'm going to dive into that. But
Mr. Robot?
I didn't hear that.
Okay, cool.
What is Mr. Robot?
It's a show about robots, I assume.
Oh.
Rick
a guy. A male robot.
Interesting.
I don't know. You watch anything right now, Hillary?
Right now, no.
That's okay.
I don't really watch anything right now.
Wow, good
I'm
for you.
Traveling.
That's really great.
Or coaching this. I don't know. I feel like I've never...
Just giving your heart and your soul
you know,
to the youth.
To the youth, the community.
You got to restore my community.
That's
or you just were really burned by Netflix.
I might have been.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't trust
you. You whispered that like so straight into your boyfriend.
I feel bad now. I feel like we've really...
Netflix Chris is fine.
Netflix
he's a good guy.
Chris is the best.
Oh, he's such a good guy.
He's such a good guy. You've met him so many times.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So, what we learned on the show.
Yeah.
So,
this is the part of the show where we say what we
it's
learned.
It's America's favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Hands down.
America.
And
it's
for
Josh's
some
favorite.
Reason,
it's okay.
Everyone loves what Josh learned on the show. So we're going to start with Josh. We
yeah.
never do this. Let's start with Josh Phillips.
I'll go first this time, guys.
Okay.
So today on this show, I learned that the English language actually has 44 phonemes, which is the sound. The sounds that our language can make has 44 different sounds within our language. And you might think that's interesting because our alphabet has quite a bit fewer letters, and it's true. But each of the letters, not each, but some of the letters make more than one sound, which is what you would call an opaque orthography, which is really difficult for people who are English language learners or are dyslexic and have an issue between, you know, corresponding letter and sound correspondence. But it's interesting because other languages like Spanish has a certain number of alphabetic letters, and then it has almost the same, almost identical number of sounds.
Yeah.
We'd call that a clear, transparent orthography, which means it's like a one-to-one ratio. In those languages, although you do have people who are dyslexic and still struggle with the language, they'd have a much easier time because there aren't as many regularities in the language. And so I really learned that on the show today, and I'm better for it. Jeff, what did you learn on the show today?
That's interesting.
I learned a ton of things. I learned four things on the show, so
whoa.
I hope I don't step on his toes. Pokemon Go has gyms, and they're important. Hillary has one brother, and he lived in the basement. The Women's Professional Lacrosse League does not have a team named the Long Island Iced Teas.
And that's too bad.
Although maybe they should consider it.
And Hillary's favorite younger son of a celebrity is named Toby Hasselhoff.
Toby!
Hillary! Hillary Bowen, what did you learn on the show?
Wow, I learned a lot of things. I probably can't name them all, but... I learned that I thought that everybody knew what Rescue 911 was and right along with me, but apparently I was on the island by myself. Also, I plan on going out and purchasing a pair of Netflix socks at some point, so I don't have to feel as bad when the screen comes up saying, Hillary, do you want to keep watching? Because I'm not sure if you're still alive or still there. It'll feel my pulse, know I'm still moving, and know that it can carry on. And finally, I found out that Jeff likes to try to be a cowboy once a year in Montana. I'd love to learn more about that, but I know we will have plenty of time in our near future at work to discuss.
Ladies.
Oh my gosh.
Megan's.
That's okay. Oh,
Tamara, what'd you learn on the program?
A couple of things. One, Hillary's dad sounds like he would fit in really well with Linda and Marta.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the Linda and Marta of the East Coast.
And like, Karen is a saint.
Could they have their own podcast potentially?
I want that so bad.
Oh, I'm just like Skyping or attempting to Skype with each other.
The whole time, whole show would be, is it on?
Oh my gosh. Is it working?
I plugged in the wire.
Is it working?
Why can't I see you?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Gosh.
What do you mean it's a podcast? I can hear you, but I can't see you. That's what the whole show would be.
Oh my gosh.
I'll get the projector.
Stay tuned.
Andy?
The show will be four.
I don't even know these people, but I think
it's my mother.
Yeah,
her
we could
mother
have your dad
and
in.
Your dad.
Yeah, all coast.
He would love it.
Oh my gosh!
Perfect.
Oh, that's so good.
What was the other thing you learned?
Oh, the other thing I learned that there are adults in the world who like to be Rubber Boy or Weebly and go to the Aqua Sox games on the reg
and scare very
and
young children.
Scare everyone. That's their job.
You can find us on Twitter at Formal Nachos. You can find me at Jeff Budke, and you can find Tamara Lynette on Instagram.
That's right.
Where can we find you on Instagram, Hillary?
Instagram,
Hillary.
Funny enough, living in Seattle, my Instagram is capital_hill.
Hello.
CAPITAL_HIL. And that was before I even moved here. So, destiny.
One of the best. Hillary Bowen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me if you ever want me back again.
We have studio audiences all the time. You can just come and laugh in the background. Big shout out to Aaron McConkie, who gave us music for season 3, which is pretty dope.
Thanks, Aaron.
And it's smooth, like a limousine.
It's too real.
Okay.
Baby.
Yeah, it was probably Josh. And, yeah, so then we just started it as like a, here's what's happening in our lives right now. It was very,
How long
yeah,
ago was this?
Wow.
What, a year ago?
September? October? September?
August, yeah.
Yeah, fall.
Oh yeah.
My God.
And then whenever she got back, we did our final episode with her on the show, and we were like, well, this is sad.
Sad attack.